PoloRadio.com.
Yeah. PoloRadio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live pro in the audio.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show Show, internationally syndicated, act like you know, with your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show, www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation.
Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show.
Check this out.
So if you don't mind, maybe you could tell the audience what company you represent and your website, where they can find you at online.
All right. My name is Derek McKenzie. I am the co-founder of the Ohio Hip Hop Awards. The website is ohiohiphopawards.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Ohio Hip Hop Award without the S. And same thing with Instagram and with Facebook, it's the Ohio Hip Hop Awards Music Conference.
Cool. Yes, to me, this is a big thing, especially for Ohio. You know, if we didn't have you guys' organization here supporting artists, then be a pretty dead scene, that's for sure. Can you give me a brief description of how you guys got started? You know, how long you've been servicing the community?
This is going to be our 8th year in business as the Ohio Hip Hop Awards. We all met up just, I met up by calling certain people, and then people that I was talking to started talking to other people, and we all sat down and put it together. There's the four founders are Quincy Taylor, Derek Laurent Jackson, Garth Zifanit, and Derek McKenzie, which is myself, and also yeah. Swap Gotti was also involved in the inaugural year of the award show.
Cool, man. How long you guys been? I'm sorry. How long you say you guys been established?
This is our 8th year.
Oh, wow, that's great. Well, congratulations on that. Definitely, it's not easy to do what you guys are doing. Can you describe like basically what it would be like for a person to attend the Hip Hop Awards? What it would look like? You know, how long is the program?
All right. Yeah. Basically, what the awards is it's like we try to make it as big as possible. We try to put on a spectacle. We start at 4:00 in the afternoon with red carpet reception, where the nominees and the VIPs get to walk the red carpet, get their photo taken on the step and repeat backdrop, move on to some media interviews, and just a couple hours of socializing and networking with some cocktails and everything like that. At 6:00 is when the main event starts, and that usually goes from 6 to 10. We try to knock it out as quickly as possible because a lot of times people's attention spans stop after 4 hours of sitting there. And most people in the industry are not used to award shows and how they work, because a lot of the other award shows, they do take a lot more time, but people are told not to leave. They know that there's a lot of production that goes into it, a lot of video work that goes into it that we don't do yet. So when we get to that bridge, we'll cross it, and you know, we're trying to slowly but surely teach everyone the process of an award show and how it actually works, so that when they do get to the Grammys, they don't show up late, miss their interviews, stick around for 2 hours, get bored and leave, because that's not going to happen. You're there for a good 10 hours.
That's amazing.
Have a good time. We also do a music conference on the day before, on Saturday, where we fly in A&Rs to talk to people and communicate how the business is supposed to be ran, what you're doing wrong, you know, there's pitfalls that you need to watch out for. Also, we always have like a top A&R that we bring in that we kind of like showcase at the main event weekend. And we have slots available for 30-minute sessions to sit down and talk to this person. Last year, we brought on Steve Lobel. He was responsible for managing Bone Thugs and Harmony during the heyday and various other projects. He's worked with everybody in the industry. Multi-millionaire, you know, he's set.
Yeah.
Great guy, focused, sober, you know, and really good for the community. So, you know, and we have that opportunity for people to come down, have have a 30-minute meeting with that person, which is like a power meeting that you usually have to go to like California or New York to have.
Yeah, probably.
Make that
probably
available here.
That's awesome, man.
The day before, we have a pre-party where the second place runner-up showcase winners get to perform at, and we do a lot of networking at the, like, last year was the Welcome to Columbus party. This year, we're going to make the announcement tomorrow, actually, for our press release, our press conference, and we're going to announce the location of this year's Ohio Hip Hop Awards. So
awesome.
It's a whole weekend event. We have a lot of different things going on, and we're always looking for partners to come up with new projects for the weekend.
Yeah, that sounds like an amazing event, especially for Ohio, man. It's just, I'm real excited that they have this particular program going on. Name a few of the categories that people can get nominated for.
All right, well, obviously the most sought-after categories are Best Male Performer, Best Female Performer, or not Performer, Best Male Artist, Best Female Artist, Best Live Performance, Best Group, Best New Group, Best New Artist, Lyricist of the Year, Photographer of the Year, DJ of the Year, Mixtape DJ of the Year. We have like smaller tier awards like Venue of the Year, things like that. So we have like 32 awards that we give away every year, and usually there's about 10 nominees per category. We might reduce that this year because it's just getting out of hand with how many people get in for free. When you have like 500 people getting it for free, it's kind of like, well,
should charge somebody. I feel you, man. Let me see. What about how people? Well, with that in mind, you said 500. People trying to get in. It must be like a really, really spectacular type of thing, you know, seeing all these people together. How do the fans respond to it? You know, they enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, people always enjoy seeing people they haven't seen in a long time, meeting new people in the industry, like-minded people. You know, we bring out a lot of models. There's a model category, and,
Nice.
Models of Ohio come out, and we bring people from out of state. Like, we have, like, Hood Illustrated coming in from Illinois, and they come out, or Indiana rather, I think, and they come out and they cover the event. You know, I've had people fly in as far as from Japan to come here. It's crazy, the response. We've had people from Germany hit us up, we've had people from Denmark hit us up, you know, and asking for sponsors or how we could work together. You know, we really push the scene really hard across the Midwest and across the world. So people do have a great time. You know, I think the only complaints that we usually have would be, not winning an award or not getting nominated is like the major complaint. And, you know, and some people are really, really hard to please. You know, they have no problem.
Yeah.
They expect like it to be like a club night. You know what I mean? They don't expect that they have to sit down when it's time to sit down. They don't expect to be, you know, told like, please get to your seats or, you know, you have to clear the area. They're not used to that. They're used to just standing around and partying, and that's really not what it's all about. We have that two-hour window for the red carpet reception where that's what it is, and then we got the award show where we ask people to sit down and be respectful of everybody and not to boo people and, you know, to be cool. And then after that, we have an after party where everybody can go and party again. You know, we always try to work on things. We take in a lot of complaints, comments, and suggestions every year, and, you know, we have a great backstage staff. We work hard, try to get the show better every year. It's very difficult to put together a stage show. It's almost theater. A bit harder than just having a host and a DJ and putting an artist on stage, and that's it. There's a lot that goes into it, and it's increasingly difficult because that pedestal that we're trying to reach is raised every year. So this year we're looking into hiring writers to write the actual script for the show.
Awesome.
4-hour script, you know, which is something that we've never done before, but we're looking forward to trying to make that happen. But, you know, all in all, everybody seems to have a good time. The support, the love that we get for doing this event is amazing. Like everybody that's the sponsor, bought a ticket, that came out, that said thank you, you know, anybody that's helped us in the past or has been supportive of us, you know, it's greatly appreciated.
So, what do you personally like about Ohio music?
Oh, I like the diversity of it. You know, most people like say, oh, Ohio doesn't have its own sound. I think that's great that we don't have our own sound, that we have seven different sounds, eight different sounds, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people say, oh, you guys try to act like you're from the South, or you try to act like you're East Coast, you try to rap like you're fast, or like this and that. It's like, well, we are a melting pot of almost every style of hip-hop that you could find on the planet. You know, one of the little-known facts about Ohio is that the way that we talk in Ohio and communicate with each other is actually the most often used dialect in the
totally.
World.
That's what you see on TV.
Yeah, what you see on TV is the way that Ohioans talk. You know, New Yorkers have a different slang, a different dialect. You know, Southerners have a different dialect. West Coast has a different dialect. Ohio is what you see on TV all over the country. Network syndicated dialect is the way that we talk. So a lot of people don't understand that. They don't know that. Especially people in Ohio, they don't know that because we all talk like this on TV. So I think the diversity, I think the grind and the energy and the hunger of the way that we are right now in the state is probably the most important thing that we got going for us right now is our hunger and our drive.
What does it take for a person to get nominated?
Oh, there's different circumstances for different people and different situations. You know, you could have somebody that we've never heard of, never seen before, that just shows up to one of the showcases and performs, and we're like, wow, this guy is amazing. Like, we can't believe we never heard of this guy. And, you know, then we do our research, and we're like, wow, this guy's rocked shows all across the country and this and that, you know. And
so it definitely works out different ways. I understand that. It's different opportunities to get yourself noticed and be nominated. It makes a lot of sense, though, to me.
Yeah, and then, you know, we have the traditional way is submitting a press kit, getting your information to us. We have open nominations from June 1st all the way up to July 30th, where people can have their friends or family or fans go online and tell us who they want to see in which category. So we do that. We do our due diligence. We research. We reach out to the patriarchs of the cities and ask them, you know, who they think the best in their city are, who's really putting on. And then the last and final thing that we look at is who's got overall market share. A lot of people want to complain about this being a popularity contest, but at the end of the day, if nobody knows who you are, how are we going to give you an award? You know what I mean? That doesn't make any sense. You know, we're not a talent scout. We're not a talent agency. We're the Ohio Hip Hop Awards show where we award those who have achieved the most in the state. So when you have an artist who a lot of people will be like, oh, he ain't hip hop, he ain't representing the culture the way it needs to be represented, but he's getting played on every radio station. He's selling out shows, his CDs all over the place, then he's getting nominated.
We try to tell
artists that, you know, and a lot of times they don't understand it, but, you know, we really look for that market share. We really look for who's popular and who's really doing it right now, because at the end of the day, if you're a rapper, your goal is to sell CDs, and if you're trying to sell CDs, the best way to do it, outside of being outside at every single event and handing them out and passing them out and trying to sell them, is being popular and having people request your music.
So, what advice did you have to current artists or new artists, specifically in Ohio, whether it's career advice or when it comes to, you know, being professional in relation to the Ohio Hip Hop Awards?
My most important advice is to be professional. Learn. Try to read up on different aspects of the industry. Go to different seminars and music conferences, network, and try to really get an understanding how this business works. That is probably the most best advice that I can give to anybody. Outside of that, you know, be persistent, stay consistent. You know, consistency is really important. You know, if we did this once every 5 years, nobody would really mess with us. But since we've been doing it every year, win or lose, we have become a staple in Ohio and the Midwest. You know, we get phone calls from other award shows that started up after us from across the country that like salute, you know, like you guys put on, you guys were the first state award show to do hip hop, the first independent hip hop award show to become a national recognized award show in the industry, and we've kept it strictly Ohio. At the same time, we've never opened up the doors to give awards away to, or purposely gave. We have accidentally given awards away to people who are not from Ohio. But that was an accident. Sorry for everybody. But you know, it happened. You know, mistakes happen. But you know, we have been exclusive to Ohio. We have kept it so that people are able to take pride in their state. And you know, the other advice is to attend these local showcases. Be friendly. You know, you never know who you're slamming that door in their face. You never know who that person is.
Man.
So, you know, be friendly to people when you see them in the streets or at the nightclubs. Don't be standoffish. You know, like, yeah, that bad boy image, that thug image is cool if you're trying to sell units. But, you know, like, when you're in the club and I'm in the club and I see you fighting some guy and you and your boys are jumping this poor guy, you know, that doesn't reflect well to me as an industry leader. You know, I don't put faith in you that you're going to keep yourself out of jail. If I'm a record label, I'm not going to put my money into you because, you know, frankly, I think I'm going to lose because you're volatile. You know, I don't think that's a good idea.
Great advice. That's great advice, man. Great advice. So overall, you know, for all listening media, whether it's media or the fans or artists, what was your overall message on behalf of the Ohio Hip Hop Awards?
Basically, our mission statement to start a movement for the state of Ohio that invigorates and contributes to the economic status of the state's industry. You know, people always want to shy away from money. They're always, everything's all good until you start talking numbers. And when you start talking numbers, people get all defensive. They hide in their shell. They don't want to talk. They just want to start bad-mouthing you. Ohioans need to get in their head that this is a business. Everything about music is a business. Whether or not you are selling your music or you're trying to give it away, it's still a business. At the end of the day, if you're trying to give your music away, you still have to pay somebody to print your CDs, to distribute your music, to print your flyers, to do your design work, to do all of that stuff. So no matter what anybody wants to say, it's a business. You know, you have your artists say, oh, I don't think it's right that anybody charges anybody anything. You know, it's like, well, okay, well, you know, but you vote in a democracy that is capitalistic in nature. You're a capitalist.
Right,
you know,
right.
So why are you trying to be communist? If we were a communist company, you know, you probably wouldn't want to rock with us anyways. So
right. It
is a business, and artists need to understand that there are costs that come along with everything. And when people start talking numbers, you know, you could always entertain that. You don't have to commit to it, but there's nothing wrong with talking about it and being vocal and understanding how the number game works. So that's probably one of the other things I would say is a big piece of advice is that, you know, we try to put money in the pockets of the local industry, whether it's, you know, the venues that we pay for or the people that we pay to help with the production of the show or the people that we pay to help pass out flyers or team reps in the local markets that make money off of the showcases. There's you know, money that needs to be made, and people always want to go. There's another thing that I think is hilarious is, you know, people always try to argue online, especially, that, oh, we don't need these Ohio Hip Hop Awards because they're just trying to charge artists. You know, we'll see y'all at the Grammys. Okay, let's talk about the Grammys for a second. Most of these people don't even understand that the Grammys charge for almost every single aspect of the show. And they want to talk to us about trying to take advantage of people. Well, the Grammys, you can't get nominated unless you're part of the Music Academy.
Right,
or your
record
label is part of the Music Academy, or the radio. You know, like, the way that you get nominated for a Grammy is record labels, Academy members, and media. Those are the only people that can nominate you. You can't just submit being an average person with a ASCAP or BMI. Like, okay, yeah, you got your ASCAP and BMI, but if you're not affiliated with the record labels, the radio, or TV, or any of the members of the Recording Academy, then you cannot get nominated for a Grammy. It is impossible. It is against the protocols. And, you know, membership costs money. Yearly membership dues. Record labels, they pay dues. Everybody, you know, pays dues to the Academy. And then the Academy funds the Grammys. So in turn, you cannot And to submit to the Grammys, we have to pay an exorbitant amount of money to submit a press kit, whereas we do not ask for any money for the press kit we use. And that takes a lot of time on our half to sit down and look at every press kit. You know, people don't understand that. You know, we don't charge for that, and that's just volunteer work that we put up.
Right, time is money. I understand totally.
Yeah, so...
Man, that's crazy.
That's the main thing that I like, you know, try to convey to these artists and to the industry and local industry that's just starting to become an industry. Mind you, 8 years ago, there was no Ohio Hip Hop Awards, and there was no industry in Ohio. And, you know, I don't think anybody could really argue that. We've been a big contribution to getting these people together under one building and starting new businesses and getting new people involved in different aspects of the music business outside of just trying to be an artist or a DJ. You know, there's new magazines popping up. There's new publishers, managers, and all types of different aspects of the industry coming together now that wasn't here before. So now that the industry is in its infancy stage in Ohio, we need to develop their sense and get keen to the different practices of the music business.
Man, I never heard anybody say it better. Honestly, I can't believe all that. That's definitely some great advice. I can even use it myself. If people wanted to get in contact with you, you want them to go to the website?
They're more than welcome to go to the website. They're more than welcome to call me on my phone. 440-752-9616. More than welcome to hit us up on our email address, which is info@OhioHipHopAwards.com. Follow us on Twitter. Once again, that's Ohio Hip Hop Award, no S. And then our Facebook fan page is Ohio Hip Hop Awards and Music Conference. And you can just put that in the search engine.
It won't be hard for them to find it, I'm sure. It's only one, you know, so you can't really miss it. And we here in Ohio, we do cherish it, that's for sure. I just appreciate you giving me all this information. It's this time, and hopefully I can follow up in the future, you know, especially before the next upcoming awards program. I would let you know, get an interview if you didn't mind, of course. But
shout out a couple people.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
All right. You know, big ups to this year's 2013 sponsors, Scene Magazine out of Cleveland, Ohio, and Top of the World Studios out of Parma, Ohio. You know, shout out to our sponsors, everybody that's involved with our program, the reps all across the state, too many to mention. There's like 8 of y'all, 9 of y'all. But, you know, shout outs to everybody that's a representative with us. Oh, also shout outs to our sponsor, Essence of Royal Air Entertainment. Shout out to him as well this year. He's coming on board. Shout out to all the future sponsors we're about to get. Shout out to Kevin Black out in LA, former VP of Interscope marketing department. Who else? Shout out to the board. Shout out to everybody on my team, D. LeRan, Quincy Garbs, Suave Gotti, all the patriarchs of the state. Everybody doing their things. Judy Jones down in Cincinnati. We see y'all. Lantana, what's up? Copyright, what's up? You know what I mean? Everybody across the state, what's good? MGK, what's good? You know, and everybody else, man. Appreciate everything. You know, we're going to keep it moving. Also, a couple other events tying into the award show this year is the Litterbugs, a nonprofit organization that is committed to cleaning the streets of Ohio and the world. This year, due in September 14th in Cleveland, Ohio, we will have the Greater Cleveland Cleanup. It's part of the Ohio Hip Hop Awards initiative to help the state, and we're teaming up with the Litterbugs to go across the city of Cleveland and clean up the most dirtiest and littered areas of Cleveland. And we are looking for volunteers. Wow. We're looking for businesses to partner and businesses to sponsor. The deadline for that is July 1st. If you want to be a volunteer or a partner with that, please email me at info@OhioHipHopAwards.com with your name, number, and email address, and that and a confirmation that you will come out and clean up on September 14th with us. We're looking to clean up 8 tons of garbage. Hopefully.
That's still a whole lot.
That's still a whole lot, yeah. So, I mean, if we can get 8 tons, if we could even get 1 ton, you know, that's still 2,000 pounds of garbage. So
that's amazing.
That's what we're trying to do with that. And shout out to Jeff Slecky, the CEO of The Litter Bugs. It's thelitterbugs.org.
All right. That's great. There's a lot of things going on. This is definitely exactly what I was looking to try to capture. Did you want to say anything else at all?
No, artists, just keep in mind that our nomination period, you can always submit your music to submissions@OhioHipHopAwards.com. Once again, that's submissions@OhioHipHopAwards.com to submit your press kits, bios, pictures, music, videos, news articles, and everything else that's associated with your brand. And the voting starts on August 1st. So on August 1st, the ballot will go up, and you can tell your fans to vote for you.
Awesome.
If you're nominated.
Yeah, they got to work on that. You know what I'm saying? It's always a task. It's always something to do in this music industry. But we appreciate the time. Look forward to the next one. Just try to take care of yourself and keep us totally updated. Like, you know, I'm going to keep up with you. I'll be, you know, contacting you here and there, you know, just to make sure I'm not missing out on any kind of exclusive news that can be broadcast. So, you know, I try to keep up with you and, you know, offer my services as much as possible, of course.
All right. Cool. And, just let me know. Send me a text or a phone call. Yeah. You know.
Cool.
To crack.
All right.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow Radio.
ProFlowRadio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live. Pro in the audio.